Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Still with me in studio are Minister Charlie McConlogue, Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan and AIM2 leader Padraig Dhuibean. And again, we would advise listener discretion just with this next item because this week the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carl McNeill, agreed to meet with victims and survivors of Michael Shine. And more than 360 men have reported being sexually abused by him while he worked at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital and at his private surgery in Drogheda between 1974 and 1995. They've long called for a public inquiry into the alleged abuses and the handling of their complaints. And yesterday I spoke with Keenan Murray, one of Michael Shine's victims and survivors, about what he hopes to come from, what to do with the upcoming meeting with the minister. We began by talking about 1972, when he was just 16 and first encountered Dr. Michael Shine.
I had a football injury. I had stitches in my eye, and I was in the Lourdes Hospital having the stitches removed. And while there, Shine came along and had a look at me, and there was a lot of staff around. So he said to me, he said, "You look a little run down for a 16-year-old. Why don't you come down to my private practice in Fair Street in Drogheda on Saturday morning?" Yeah, I said, "That's great." And I went home and told my mother, and she was thrilled that such an eminent man would take that kind of interest in me, that he'd want to examine me or whatever. And so I went anyway on the Saturday morning to his private practice, and there the abuse occurred anyway. You weren't even sure way back in 1972. There was no such thing as sex education, but you weren't sure. And you didn't discuss this with your parents. So, I mean, I said nothing to them. And as the years went on, I'd be meeting other lads who had football injuries, and if you mentioned going to Shine, they'd have a bit of a skit about it. Oh, you're one of Shine's boys or whatever. So it was kind of a running joke around Drogheda about Shine, you know.
It took until 1995 for you to report the abuse to Gardaí. Was that the first time that you told anyone else about what happened?
It would be, because what triggered me was there was a whistleblower nurse in the hospital, and she came forward and talked about a doctor using the patients, and I was pretty sure it must be Shine. So that's when I went along to the Garda station and gave my statement. After my statement, I heard nothing from the guards for a year or two. So I went to them, and they said, "Your records have gone missing from the Lourdes Hospital. There's nothing we can do. We're not going any further with your statement." This happened to a lot of men. I talked to a lot of men after, and the records went missing out of the hospital.
Keenan, your case didn't make it to court. The DPP didn't recommend charges at the time. Can you describe your life in those intervening years post 1995 after reporting it to the Gardaí?
It's one of the hardest things I've ever done, is to actually go and give my statement to two strangers, the two girls or whatever. But I felt confident that surely, I think 30 of us had come forward in 1995, that surely something would happen. And eventually he got tried in Dundalk, and lo and behold, the Graham the Good out of the hospital went down and spoke on his behalf and cleared.
I'm sure this has been a very difficult experience for you to have to reflect back on, to have to come to terms with.
All I can tell you is that from in 1995, I went on to tablets for depression and sleeping tablets, and I'm on them ever since, and it's 30 years, and I never needed them before that, you know. Now, if I went away from home and I hadn't my sleeping tablet, I'd stay awake all night or whatever.
And Keenan, in parallel to that lived experience, you've been part of a campaign with Dignity for Patients. Why do you want to see this revisited and reviewed?
We want to know why has this been covered up? I can never understand why this has been brushed under the carpet all these years, you know. The truth has to come out.
There has been a development this week with the Health Minister, Jennifer Carl McNeill, confirming she will meet the Dignity for Patients group. What would you like to see coming out of that meeting with the Minister?
I'd like her to tell us that she's going to have a public inquiry. In 2010, we met the then Minister for Health, Mary Harney, and she granted us what she called the Drogheda Review, whereby 140 of us went to Dublin and gave our stories. One man even came from Canada, I remember, to give their stories to this Justice Smith. when it was all said and done, anyway, they told us, "Oh, sorry, we can't release his findings for legal reasons or whatever." So that draft of review has sat gathering dust for 15 years.
And Keenan, finally, what will it mean to survivors like you to have that meeting? What is it really that you need from the government of Ireland?
We still feel we haven't been believed, really. The man has only been, he done 3 years for abusing 7 victims. So there are 356 of victims that are still waiting on justice, you know. This would be our justice, I suppose. I've just had a quote I came across in the paper today from Simon Harris. It was last August in Listowel. He said, "Michael Shine is a vile paedophile, a prolific abuser. His victims have spoken with courage, and I want to thank them for that." And he said the government will reflect and see what appropriate action is to be taken. So that was last August, and we're still waiting on this appropriate action, you know.
And if you've been impacted and affected by anything you heard there, you can head over to rte.ie/headlines. And we're very thankful to Keenan Murray speaking to me there earlier, and to the organisation he mentioned a few times, Dignity for Patients, for putting us in touch with him as part of their work on behalf of victims and survivors. Minister Charlie McConlogue, if I can go to you first. As we last understood it, back in September, the former Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was to seek legal advice from the Attorney General as to whether a 2009 draft review could be published. You'll have heard Keenan talking about wanting another public inquiry. But can you bring us up to speed on where that 2009 report now sits, and is it likely to be published?
Yeah, well, thanks. And listen, thanks to Keenan for telling a story. And it's just disgusting, the abuse of trust and the abuse that so many experienced here in this instance in relation to Mr. Shine. And from a government point of view, it's absolutely our objective to make sure that we take a victim-centred approach.
So first on that 2009 report, Minister. Here.
So the previous minister had expressed a view that he wished to publish the 2010 Judge Smith report. In order to do so, he had sought advice from the Attorney General's office in relation to potentially doing that, in order to ensure that any publication wouldn't adversely impact on any future civil or criminal trials, for example. So that legal advice has been sought on the matter, and that's my understanding. But the minister was coming at it from the point of view of seeking to actually publish it, and publish it as comprehensively
but
as possible.
What do you think
the
is the
advice.
Issue there, Minister Charlie McConlogue? Like, surely this can be redacted at this point, and conversations had with those mentioned in it. Like, this, we're talking about a 2009 draft review in 2025.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, and listen, I'm not aware of the specific issues at stake, but I think it is important, anything we do, that it is constructive and assists those who were abused in this instance, and doesn't in any way undermine any future proceedings that might be taken. In relation to, obviously, I think it's really important that Minister Carol McNeill is going to meet with the Dignity for Patients group, and that's welcome. And okay. I've no doubt she will report back to government then after that in terms of the discussion, the engagement, and the request
Lynn
from.
Boylan. A public inquiry.
We
support
abused.
A public inquiry, but I do think it's very insulting for the minister to come on, knowing that one of the questions that's been asked is around the Attorney General's advice on that review that is 15 years old being released, and to not be able to give a concrete answer as to when that advice is going to be given out, whether or not the Attorney General has said it can be published or not. That's the basic information that the victims deserve. They do deserve a commission of investigation. But also, this is just typical of how survivors in this country are treated. They have to fight tooth and nail to get justice, and it's the same thing over and over again. They circle the wagons and prevent
people
getting
answers. Okay, Padraig Tobin, your response quickly on public inquiry.
Absolutely, there has to be a public inquiry, but you know, the idea that they're going to meet a minister when they actually met Mary Harney, you know, 15 years ago, and nothing has happened since then. That particular report, I understand, was the victims were told that it was in the ownership of the judge and therefore couldn't be given out, and that it's with the estate of the judge now, yet the judge carried it out on behalf of the state. So many things went wrong in terms of the investigations and what happened with regards to Michael Shine. There was definitely cover-up, in my view, in relation to that. And that's why we need to have a public inquiry.
Okay.